pointed up here the other night, and I said, "You're crazy, there's no match up." And I turned around, there was a lightning bug up there.
Where does a lightning bug has light in its tail, or something?
Yes. Yes.
What about
they kind of glow, they go, mm-hmm. and they make them.
What about the one that its eyes lights up?
Well, any bug's eyes will light up if they reflect light.
Uh-huh.
You can go down the road, and not now because there's too much traffic, but on country roads that are not too used, you can see spiders, and their eyes will look like a diamond
mm-hmm.
in the road. And they're not any bigger than these little gray house spiders that we hear.
Mm-hmm.
But their eyes will reflect three times or four times the size of the spider himself sometimes. I don't know why.
What about a kind of insect that it's got two pairs of shiny wings on it? It's got sort of a hard beak. And
beetle?
No, it flies around. It's supposed to eat mosquitoes. It'll be around damp places.
Would it be a bat?
No, it's an insect about a couple of inches long.
Oh, he's a caballete, a dragonfly.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for dragonfly?
No, I've never heard it.
What about mosquito hawk or snake doctor?
Well, the snake doctor's a different thing.
What's the difference?
Well, the snake doctor is a campamocha, and he's a long, looks like a cartoon drawn with straight lines, and he can be the brown or green.
Mm-hmm.
And if horses eat them, they die. They have a poison. We get them on the screens here once in a while.
Are they the ones, you know what a praying mantis is?
A what?
Praying mantis?
Yes, it's the same thing.
The snake doctor and praying mantis?
Yeah.
Horses?
They have a funny little bug eyes up here at the beginning and the little beak, and then he just looks like he's drawn with lines.
Horses will die if they eat them?
Yes. Campamocha. There's also a waspy looking thing they call a chupahueso. I don't know what it is. They have black, and when they flare out to fly, they have orange and pinkish wings.
Mm-hmm.
They're about 2 inches long. The Mexicans call them bone sucker, chupahueso.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what they're called in English, but I mean, they'll sting a horse, and if he isn't an awful thick-skinned horse, he'll pitch. He'll throw you if you sting him while you're on him.
What other kinds of insects will sting?
Well, any insect will sting. All insects sting, regardless of what they are.
What about one that builds a nest, sort of a paper-like nest, hanging from a tree?
A wasp?
Uh-huh.
Yellow
about,
jackets?
Talking about several of those. You talk about several.
Wasps?
Uh-huh. What kind of nest does a yellow jacket build?
Like you described, out of... it's put together with gum and water
mm-hmm.
and mud, not mud, but it's a mud color.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very tough, like the little case that a moth is, except that the moth protects theirs by putting little pieces of wood to them. And it makes it look like a little log cabin sometimes they put together so intricately.
What about an insect that builds a nest out of mud or dirt?
A mud dauber.
Mm-hmm.